الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue with this سورة المائدة, particularly ayah number 114. And it reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food, that is, from the heaven to be for us a festival, for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you. And provide for us, and you are the best of providers. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Nasir Sa'di, rahimahullah, says in the tafsir of this ayah, فلما سمع عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام ذلك وعلم مقصودهم أجابهم إلى طلبهم في ذلك. After Isa heard what the disciples had said, and he knew their intention, that they weren't doubting Allah's ability, rather they wanted to see something to reach the level of certainty in what he had conveyed to them. So he said, O Allah, send down upon us the table spread. يَكُونُ وَقْتُ نُزُولِهَا عِيدًا وَمَوْسِمًا, meaning the time in which it is descended, وَعَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ, will be a season, will be a عيد and a season. يُتَذَكَّرُ بِهِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْعَظِيمَةِ, and it will be used, this time will be used to remember this great sign of Allah. فَتُحْفَظْ وَلَا تُنْسَى عَلَى مُرُورِ الْأَوْقَاتِ وَتَكَرُّرِ السِّنِينَ, so it will be remembered and it will never be forgotten as long as time passes and the years go by. كَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْيَادَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَمَنَاسِكَهُمْ مُذَكِّرًا لِآيَاتِهِ. Similarly, Allah has made the various holidays or Eids for the Muslims, it means for them to remember Allah and His signs. وَمُنَبِّهًا عَلَى سُنَنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَطُرُقِهِمِ الْقَوِيمَةِ, and Allah makes this a means to remind the people about the ways of the messengers and their upright methodology. وَفَضْلِهِ وَأَحْسَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ, and the bounties and the excellence of Allah upon His slaves. وَارْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, أي اجْعَلْهَا لَنَا رِزْقًا, meaning make this table spread a sustenance, a provision for us. فَسَأَلَ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ نُزُولَهَا وَأَنْ تَكُونَ لِهَاتَيْنِ الْمَصْلَحَتَيْنِ. So Isa requested from Allah to send down the table spread, and he gave two reasons for that, two benefits for that. وَأَنْ تَكُونَ لِهَاتَيْنِ الْمَصْلَحَتَيْنِ مَصْلَحَةُ الدِّينِ بِأَنْ تَكُونَ آيَةً بَاقِيَةً, a religious benefit that it will be an eternal sign. وَمَصْلَحَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ أَنْ تَكُونَ رِزْقًا, and a worldly benefit that it will be a provision for them. Obviously, they will eat from it. Bismillah. Ayah 115. Where is it? قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين. Allah said, indeed, I will send it down to you, but whoever disbelieves afterwards from among you, then indeed will I punish him with a punishment by which I have not punished anyone among the worlds. Subhanallah. The Shaykh said, rahimahullah, لأنه شاهد الآية الباهرة وكفر عنادا وظلما. Why would someone be punished in a way that no one has ever been punished before? The Shaykh said, because that person had already seen with his own eyes the magnificent sign, and yet he disbelieved out of stubbornness and oppression. فَاسْتَحَقَّ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ وَالْعِقَابَ الشَّدِيدِ, so he becomes worthy of the painful torment and the painful punishment. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَعَدَ أَنَّهُ سَيُنَزِّلُهَا وَتَوَعَدَهُمْ إِنْ كَفَرُوا بِهَذَا الْوَعِيدِ. Know, may Allah have mercy on you, that Allah promised that He will send it down. And here's an interesting thing in the English, in the Arabic language. Wa'ada wa tawa'ada. Does anyone know the difference between them?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Abdul Majid.
Wa'ada is promised. Wa'ada is threatened.
توعد you mean. صح؟ وعد for example is promise. وعيد is threat. وعد he promised him. توعد he threatened him. So adding a letter or sometimes even a diacritical sign will change the meaning or in fact give the opposite meaning. They become antonyms to one another. نعم وتوعدهم كفروا بهذا الوعيد ولم يذكر أنه أنزلها فيحتمل أنه لم ينزلها بسبب أنهم لم يختاروا ذلك ويدل على ذلك أنه لم يذكر في الإنجيل الذي بأيدي النصارى لم يذكر في الإنجيل الذي بأيدي النصارى ولا له وجود. Now the Sheikh said there are two possibilities. The first of which is that it was not sent down because Allah did not mention that He did send it down. And he said what supports that is that is it has not been mentioned in the gospel that is in the hands of the Christians, and that is debatable. ويحتمل أنها نزلت كما وعد الله. And the other possibility is that it was sent down as Allah promised. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادَ. And that is the most, probably the stronger opinion. And Allah does not betray His promise. وَيَكُونُ عَدَمِ ذِكْرِهَا فِي الْأَنَاجِيلِ الَّتِي بِأَيْدِيهِمْ مِنَ الْحَظِّ الَّذِي ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَنَسُوهُ. And that not being mentioned in their gospel would fall under that which they were reminded of, but they forgot it. But if my memory serves me well, it is in the Bible. It is in the Bible. Right? The Last Supper, if we may call it. صح؟ إيه. أو أنه لم يذكر في الإنجيل أصلا وإنما ذلك كان متوارثا بينهم. Or that it could have been, it could be that it was never mentioned in the gospel, but it's something that was inherited verbally from among them. Again, it's in the Bible. ينقله الخلف عن السلف. ينقله الخلف عن السلف. أيوة. These are the hot words of today, brother. If you want to get busy, that's how you get busy. Writing them emails and authoring them long threads about the khalaf and the salaf. Khalaf is whatever comes after, and salaf is whatever preceded. Okay, this is the linguistic meaning of the word. Of course, it has a lot of other connotations, but that's not the time to discuss. فاكتفى الله بذلك عن ذكره في الإنجيل. So Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, used that as a sufficient reason so that it is not mentioned in the gospel. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَى هَذَا الْمَعْنَى قَوْلِهِ وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَاللَّهُ عَلَمِ حَقِيقَةِ الْحَالِ. And what supports that is the fact that it said, we will be witnesses over it, meaning it doesn't have to be mentioned in the scripture. And Allah knows about the reality of the situation, which is exactly what it is. Allah knows best what happened. طيب. Ayah 116. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِنْ كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. And beware of the day when Allah will say, O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say to the people, take me and my mother as deities besides Allah? He will say, exalted are you. It was not for me to say that to which I have no right. If I had said it, you would have known it. You know what is within myself, and I do not know what is within yourself. Indeed, it is you who is the knower, who is knower of the unseen. The Sheikh said, وَهَذَا تَوْبِيخٌ لِلنَّصَارَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الْكَلَامِ لِعِيسَى. This is a reprimand to the Christians who claim that Allah is one third of the three. And so Allah says this speech to Jesus. فَيَتَبَرَّأُ عِيسَى. So Jesus will declare His innocence from that. وَيَقُولُ سُبْحَانَكَ. How perfect you are. عَنْ هَذَا الْكَلَامِ الْقَبِيحِ وَعَمَّ لَا يَلِيقُ بِكَ. How perfect you are above this abhorrent speech and that which does not befit your majesty. ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق. I have no, أي ما ينبغي لي ولا يليق أن أقول شيئا مما ليس شيئا ليس من أوصافي ولا من حقوقي. It is inappropriate for me to say something which I have no right. It's not one of my rights or one of my, you know, to speak about. One of my rights to speak about. Not one of my traits. It's not even one of my traits to speak like that. فإنه ليس أحد من المخلوقين، لا الملائكة المقربون ولا الأنبياء المرسلون ولا غيرهم له حق ولا استحقاق لمقام الإلهية، وإنما الجميع عباده مدبرون وخلق مسخرون وفقراء عاجزون. جميل. None from among the creation, neither the very close angels, nor the prophets who had been sent as messengers, nor others from among them. No one has the right to declare deity, divinity, to declare or to claim divinity to himself. Rather, all of them are slaves, arranged, and they're a creation which have to abide by the physical laws that Allah created. وَفُقَرَاءُ عَجِزُونَ And they are weak, poor, and helpless. إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ If I had said it, you would have known it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ I know, you know what is within myself, I don't know what is within yourself. فَأَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا صَدْرَ مِنِي You know better than me what would come out of me. وَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ وَهَذَا مِنْ كَمَالِ أَدَبِ الْمَسِيحِ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي خِطَابِ الْأَرْبَعِينَ The Shaykh said, this is an indication of the high level of morals and etiquette and respect of Jesus when he was speaking to his Lord. فَلَمْ يَقُلْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ لَمْ أَقُلْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ No, I never said any of that. Okay? Like when someone gets defensive. No, me, never. Didn't say any of that. Not me. Okay? That was not how his approach was. وَإِنَّمَا أَخْبَرَ بِكَلَامٍ يَنْفِي عَنْ نَفْسِهِ أَنْ يَقُولَ كُلَّ مَا قَالَ تُنَافِي مَنْصِبِهِ الشَّرِيفِ Rather, he said something which will basically protect him or something which negates anything that would come out of him that is inappropriate. So there's no way he would say something like that. وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْمِحَالَةِ أَوْ الْمُحَالَةِ This is from among the impossibilities. وَنَزَّهَ رَبَّهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ أَتَمَّ تَنْزِيهِ And then he raised Allah Azza wa Jal above that in the ultimate manner. وَرَدَّ الْعِلْمَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَدَةِ And he referred the ultimate knowledge to the knower of the hidden, to the knower of the unseen and that which is seen, or the knower of the hidden and the witnessed. Welcome, Mr. Abdul Hadi. Ayah 117. ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني عفوا ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد I said not to them except what you commanded me to worship Allah my Lord and your Lord and I was a witness over them as long as I am among them or as long as I was among them But when you took me up, you were the observer over them, and you are over all things witness. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, in his tafsir of this ayah, ثُمَّ صَرَّحَ بِذِكْرِ مَا أَمَرَ بِهِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Then Jesus declared what he had commanded the Israelites, the children of Israel. فقال ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به. I have not said to them except what you commanded me. فأنا عبد متبع لأمرك. I am a slave who follows your command. لا متجرئ على عظمتك. And I'm not in a position to challenge your greatness. Of course, this can be sensed in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 30. Excuse me, when Jesus basically said that I of myself can do nothing, I judge as I hear, yet my judgment is righteous, for I don't seek my own will, but the will of He who sent me. It's exactly what this is. Yeah. So anytime a Christian gets too philosophical for you, tell him, Ma'alish, just for me, read John 5:30 and explain it to me. I don't understand it. And then you see what kind of oceans they will wind up going into of philosophy and oh, well, he was saying this because he was playing the role of being human now and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, where do you get all this from? From where do you get all these interpretations? And how do you harmonize between the conflicting teachings of your Bible? I don't care what you have to say about Jesus. I care about what Jesus said about himself. And Jesus said about himself, I of myself can do nothing. That's all I care about. That's what he said. So you're telling me he's God and God can do everything. And Jesus saying, I cannot do anything. I don't know who to believe now. But that cannot be God. It cannot be God. Then he tells you that his will is not like the will of God. For I do not seek my own will, but the will of he who sent me. So he made one will for himself and one will for the one who sent him. Who sent him? Allah. So there are two wills. How can he and the Father and the Holy Spirit be one when we have two wills now? Then of course the Holy Spirit is guiding you and is also guiding the Jehovah Witnesses to something totally different than you. So help me here. Understand what you're saying. And the 99% of Christians will just be dumbfounded. Huh? Well, Jesus loves you. Okay? He told me that last night in the dream. He told me I will meet you. Ya Sheikh, have mercy on yourself. Wallahi, they come up with things like that on the spot. Alatul. Jesus loves you. All the day Jesus loves you. And I tell them, really? Can you, do you have this in like on video? When he came and told you he loved, because I would like to see it. Yani, I think it's a very interesting moment of my life when Jesus would go out of his way to say, yeah, Wajdi this guy, mashallah, Mia. Go tell him that I love him. No, I would like to see this. Ish hada. But they will tell you stuff like that. The Christians are amazing, amazing people. Amazing people. Naam. أن يعبدوا الله ربي وربكم. So basically I told them, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. أي ما أمرتهم إلا بعبادة الله وحده وإخلاص الدين له. I only commanded them to worship Allah alone and to be sincere to him in religion. المتضمن للنهي عن اتخاذي وأمي إلهين من دون الله. This automatically necessitates that I will deny or I will prevent or prohibit them from taking me and my mother as objects of worship. Why? Because I called them to worship Allah alone. And if you say wahdahu, alone, you cannot add anything else. If you say, my son is there alone, but he has his cousin with him. Is he alone? Not anymore. Once you say alone, khalas. So I told them, worship Allah wahdahu, alone, done. So now we don't have to say, without his Mary, and without Jesus, and without the saints, and without Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and without, no need. Because we said already, alone, khalas. Alone does the job for you. And this is how clear Tawheed is in our religion, alhamdulillah. وَبَيَانُ أَنِّي عَبْدٌ مَرْبُوبٌ. And then that, I also explained to them that I am a slave. I'm a slave who has a Lord in charge of him. فَكَمَا أَنَّهُ رَبَّكُمْ فَهُوَ رَبِّي. So in the same way Jesus, Allah is my Lord, your Lord, he's also my Lord. عِبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. He's my Lord and your Lord. Of course, this is in the Bible as well. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ أَشْهَدُ عَلَى مَنْ قَامَ بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ مِمَّا لَمْ يَقُمْ بِهِ. He used to bear witness about who fulfilled Tawheed versus who didn't from among his people. فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم أي المطلع على سرائرهم وضمائرهم. So after you took me to you, and this could have many meanings, it could be توفاه عندما رفعه إليه, when Allah raised him onto himself, because the word وفى is to fulfill something. توفي الدين is when you pay the debt in full. That's one of the meaning versus موت. Huh? موت means death. Whereas wafa, which is synonymous with death sometimes, has many other meanings. Huh? That's why when the Quran mentions that tawaffa Isa, that not necessarily the death of the soul. It means he fulfilled that mission and he took him up to himself. The same way that sleeping is a form of death, but you're still alive. Hello? So here he could be referring to his death when Allah raised him unto himself, or it could be referring to what? His return in actual death. صح? Because he will die at the end. Jesus will die a normal, regular death like everybody else at the end of time. Naam. So during that time, Allah, you were the one who was watching and you knew their secrets and what's within them. وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ عِلْمًا وَسَمْعًا وَبَصَرًا. You are a witness over everything in terms of knowledge, hearing and seeing. فَعِلْمُكَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِالْمَعْلُومَاتِ. So your knowledge has encompassed all information. وَسَمْعُكَ بالمسموعات. And your hearing has encompassed all that which is heard. وبصرك بالمبصرات. And then your sight has encompassed all that which is seeable. فأنت الذي تجازي عبادك بما تعلمه فيه من خير وشر. You are the one who will recompense your slaves according to what you know of them, whether it is good or bad. Ayah 118. إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. If you should punish them, indeed they are your servants. But if you forgive them, indeed it is you who is the exalted and might, the wise. The Shaykh said, rahimahullah, in commenting on this ayah, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ بِهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِأَحْوَالِهِمْ. You are more merciful to them than they are to themselves, and you know more about their affairs than they know about themselves. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُمْ عِبَادٌ مُتَمَرِّدُونَ لَمْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ. Had they not been defiantly disobedient, you would not have punished them. صح. Had they not deserved it, Allah would not have punished them. Would Allah punish anyone who doesn't deserve punishment? No. So if someone gets punished, it's because they deserved it. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ عَفْوًا فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And if you forgive them, you are the one who's full of might and wisdom. أَيْ فَمَغْفِرَتُكَ صَادِرَةٌ عَنْ تَمَامِ عِزَّةٍ وَقُدْرَةٍ. Your forgiveness emanates from ultimate might and ability, not weakness. Because you may forgive someone out of weakness. This happens often when, you know, a big guy and a small guy fight. Right? And the big guy will smack that little guy, and the little guy looks at him and says, I forgive you. Okay? Because he has no choice but to forgive him. Huh? If he were to go into the fight, he'll be baked potato by the end of the fight. So now he's like, okay, خلاص, I forgive you this. Don't do it again. Huh? And he's like, alhamdulillah, it was only one punch. That could have been worse. Versus, and that is not necessarily forgiving. Huh? That is a forgiveness actually, but based on what? Inability and weakness. But if a big guy fought a small guy, and a big guy could just smash him, he says, I forgive you, then that is forgiving someone with ability. Even though you have the strength. So differentiate between the two. So when Allah forgives, it is not because of weakness. It's with might and ability. However, it's a choice Allah Azza wa Jal makes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His love and mercy. لَا كَمَنْ يَغْفِرْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ عَزٍ وَعَذَمِ قُدْرَةٍ. So not a qudra, not like the one who forgives because of inability and weakness. الْحَكِيمُ حَيْثُ كَانَ مِنْ مُقْتَضَ حِكْمَتِكَ أَنْ تَغْفِرَ لِمَنْ أَتَى بِأَسْبَابِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. And you're wise in the sense that your wisdom entails that you will only forgive the one who has done something to attain forgiveness. Yani the one who strives to attain Allah's forgiveness, that's the one whom Allah will forgive, and that's the wisdom of Allah, that He gives it to those who make an effort. But those who don't care for it, disqualified. Ayah 119. قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم. Allah will say, this is the day when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them are gardens in paradise, beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever. Allah being pleased with them and they with Him, that is the great attainment. The Shaykh said, rahimahullah, قال الله مبينا لحال عباده يوم القيامة. Allah will says, declaring the state of his slaves on the day of resurrection. وَمَنْ الْفَائِزْ مِنْهُمْ وَمَنْ الْهَالِكَ. And who is the victorious one versus the one who is destroyed. وَمَنْ الشَّقِيُّ وَمَنْ السَّعِيدُ. And who will be wretched and who will be happy. هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. This is the day where the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. وَالصَّادِقُونَ هُمُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَقَامَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ وَأَقْوَالُهُمْ وَنِيَّاتُهُمْ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَالْهَدْيِ الْقَوِيمِ. Who are those? It is those whose deeds actions and intentions were upright upon a straight path and the right guidance. فَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَجِدُونَ ثَمَرَةَ ذَلِكَ الصِّدْقُ On يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ they will find and reap the benefit of that truthfulness. إِذَا أَحَلَّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ When Allah will give them that place of honor along right there at the king who is all able. From which surah do we get this ayah? No. في مقعد صدق عند ملك مقتدر. الله 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 ايش هذا يا شباب؟ ها؟ ايوه سورة القمر. The last ayah of سورة القمر. صح؟ إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر صح ان شاء الله مو سورة القمر سورة القمر is an amazing surah the rhythm and the rhyme in that surah is amazing subhanallah it's like some surah just have their own unique traits المهم اين وصلت انا نعم ولهذا قال لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الانهار الى اخر الايه والكاذبون بضدهم so the liars will be recompensed with the opposite of that سيجدون ضرر كذبهم وافترائهم they will see and reap the benefit or the harm of their lies and their slander or allegations وثمرة اعمالهم الفاسده and they will reap the fruit of their evil deeds نسال الله العافيه The last ayah, لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and whatever is within them, and He is over all things competent. The Shaykh رحمه الله said in the tafsir of this ayah, لأنه الخالق لهم والمدبر لذلك بحكمه القدري وحكمه الشرعي. وَحُكْمِهِ الْجَزَائِ Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the arranger of the affairs with his decree-based command and legislative command and the recompense command. ولهذا قال وهو على كل شيء قدير he's over all things capable فلا يعجزه شيء بل جميع الأشياء منقادة لمشيئته so nothing can stop Allah عز وجل all things are within his ability ومسخرة بأمره and is under his command and with this inshallah is the tafsir of Surah Al-Ma'idah and this is a comment actually I wanted to make and it is true there's a lot of war going on out there but that whole idea of saying that Allah is not able to do all things is a pretty bogus statement. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Come in, we just finished. But you can still come in. How's it going? So this whole idea of claiming that Allah is not able to do all things is a baseless claim. Because the Arabic terminology does not support that in reality. So we say Allah Azza wa Jal is able to do all things. However, He only does that which is harmonious with His wisdom and His greatness and His majesty. So anything which will belittle the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal is among the things which are inappropriate to be attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's something that Allah does not do, cannot do. Allah can do whatever He wants, but He does not do anything which conflicts with His majesty and His greatness. So this whole, you know, hypothetical argument that the people present when they're dealing with the non-Muslims and that can Allah create a rock which is too heavy for Him to carry, you know, all this stuff is just going really into extremes in the philosophy of the Ash'ariyah and the Mu'tazila and stuff like that. And Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have it clear cut. You know, we don't beat around the bush with this stuff. So, you know, we believe in everything what Allah Azza wa Jal described Himself with in the Qur'an, what the Prophet Alayhi Wasallam described in the Sunnah, and they did not delve into these kinds of discussions. Even if you want to prove a point to a non-Muslim, you don't have to take that route, because they will often backfire. If the non-Muslim understands what you're saying, a Muslim will be misguided in the process. Because he may use this example again or misuse this example, and then he will have a misunderstanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we finish Surah Al-Ma'idah with the conclusion of this particular ayah. So thus far, alhamdulillah, we have completed... Would you like us to continue, Ali? So we finished so far, alhamdulillah, Baqarah, صح? Al-Imran, Nisa, Ma'idah is a serious accomplishment. And the good news is that all of these are available on MP3. So whatever you have missed, you can easily download from the website and listen to them. Inshallah ta'ala, if we all remain alive and healthy, next Friday, I believe there should be a class next Friday, we will begin the discussion. Let's see here. On Surah Al-An'am, صح? Yes. نعم, mashallah, tabarakallah. Surah Al-An'am. طيب, so let's just confirm. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.